Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go to our talking text line, and he was the original. When we started this, our Tulane Tuesday a few years back, now he's at University of Houston. The head football coach of the Cougars, Willie Fritz. Willie, great to hear your voice again. And, man, you're on a real big ride. I told this to Bobby last week. I get asked because you're doing shows not only local, across the country. What team might be the next Texas Tech of 2026? And my deal is I know they got the right coach. Let's see what they accumulate, but I think it might be the Houston Cougars.
Well, yeah, Coach Fritz, you got to keep up with A&M and Texas and Texas Tech with that name, image, and likeness. You know that.
Oh, God dang, I got to get some money, don't I? How you guys doing? I miss you guys. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing great, Coach. We miss you, too. Coach, playing in the Texas Bowl and everything, and what you've been able to do this year, and you used a lot of the transfer portal to get players in. I think about your quarterback and Connor Wegman. I think you and I talked about this guy when he was at Rice, Dean Connors, who's a running back for you now. Amari Thomas was at University of Alabama, Birmingham, and your big tight end, and Tanner, who's at Ball State. So you embraced the name, image, likeness very quickly. They had some coaches that didn't really do it, and it is a big part of the game, even though you're in the center of a lot of big-time players in Houston.
You know, we had to. The roster, when I got here, you know, we played a conference championship game at Tulane, and I really didn't start the job till that Wednesday. They were out of school. I had 36 guys at the first team meeting. We brought some guys in through the transfer portal, and then we were able to find, you know, the right guys the next year through the transfer portal that were going to fit in, that we knew a little bit better, done a little bit more research on, and hit on a bunch of guys. You mentioned the quarterback, Connor Wegman. You know, he started at Texas A&M. He's a Texas kid. Matter of fact, I coached his dad at Sam Houston State many, many, many years ago. So we had a little bit of a relationship with him, and he wanted to come back to Houston, get a fresh start. And, you know, Amari Thomas, a kid out of UAB who led the league in yards receiving. And then I think we got a tight end who's, a second-day draft pick. He's a stud. He's been at Ball State. We had him visit. We didn't get him. He went up to Wisconsin. There were still two portal times, and he ended up coming back here in the summer and had a great year for us. So, yeah, we had to utilize it. It was we want to be a freshman-laden program. We signed 20 really good kids a year ago. We signed 20 really good kids. We signed the number one quarterback in the nation, number one player ranked in the nation, a kid named Keyshawn Henderson out of Houston here that we had offered back when I was at Tulane. We were the first schooled off from his quarterback. So we got fortunate with that relationship starting it a long time ago. But we want to be a high school team and then kind of sprinkle in some guys from the portal. I think everybody wants to do that. But this day and age, you got to adapt and improvise after the portal gets started. Because if you don't, you're going to be left behind.
Now, Coach Fritz, talk about how this benefits University of Houston. And when you read the big dogs, what I mean by that, you look at the Big Ten, SEC, and then being part of the Big 12. That has to be beneficial.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a lot of kids want to play Power Four football. Big 12, we've got 16 teams in the Big 12. I don't know when they're ever going to rename all these conferences, but it's a very, very competitive league from top to bottom. I told our kids all the time, you got to hook it up every week. You know, I've been in some leagues where maybe you had you play your C game, you still got an opportunity to win. You play your C game in the Big 12, you're going to get your butt kicked. You know, so that helps us. You know, by and large, I think a lot of kids would like to go to school somewhere close to home. You know, so we've really recruited the heck out of state of Texas. You know, it's kind of, you know, around the city of Houston. We get up into Dallas, Fort Worth as well. Then we've also continued to recruit Louisiana. We signed four really good players from Louisiana this year that we think are going to be great players for us. But everybody's drivable distance, and I think that makes it a little bit easier when you do that. And that was one of the secrets to our success at Tulane. We had kids from New Orleans who went far away, thought the grass was greener, found out it was only green, and wanted to bring their butt back to New Orleans. And a lot of great players that we did that with as well.
Now, Coach Frisboy, and I've known him way back, and he's been a part of your staff. Oh, boy, it was a great documentary. I don't know if I'm describing that right, with Kurt Hester, your strength coach.
Yeah.
And the fight in him from Tulane to Houston. I knew him when I was playing with the Saints in Mandeville on the North Shore. And just unbelievable what he did, you know, Louisiana Tech. But I know where he came from, you know, Homa and all that. Boy, and he was what he was battling with. And I know you talk highly of Kurt Hester and what he meant to your team and the inspiration.
Well, it's been the hardest year of my career. You know, I've never had a player or a coach, you know, pass away during a season. You know, the strength coach spends more time with student athletes really than anybody. And they have a big say in the makeup of your team, you know, culture-wise. And Kurt just did a tremendous job. You know, he was diagnosed in stage 4 melanoma in February. And they gave him 4 weeks. I mean, that guy just fought and scratched and clawed all the way through the middle of October. I talked about him this morning in a team meeting. You know, this season has been dedicated to him. We got one more game to go. But, you know, it's certainly been tough. You know, his wife and, you know, kids, he's got a son that lives here in Houston. The rest of them are over there in New Orleans. And, you know, he just did a lot for us at Tulane. He did a heck of a lot to help establish his program here at the University of Houston.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Coach, when you look at how Texas Tech was built, and Cody Campbell, certainly he's got a checkbook that none of them checks are going to bounce.
Can you help out a little bit there?
none of them are going to bounce anywhere. But they really hit hard on the defensive side, the football. And when you watch the Red Raiders, man, they were tough on defense. And I think it's sort of – they reminded me a little bit of an SEC team. of how they were structured. Do you think that other teams, now, not everybody got a guy like Campbell that can write a check in for $50 million a year and things are good, but the way they did it and built first through defense, well, you think other teams sort of try to duplicate that?
Got to have money to do it. You know, we talk all the time about, you know, perfection is our goal, but excellence will be tolerated. And it's the same thing when we recruit out of the portal. We got to be right when we're divvying out our money because we're not anywhere close to where those guys are at and some of the other, you know, people that are playing college football right now. They can make a mistake and it doesn't hurt their budget very much. But one thing I will give old Texas Tech, they do a very good job coaching. They play hard, well coached. You see that offense defensively and in the kicking game, and they're going to give people problems. It was a very, very talented team. You know, we got beat. I can't remember. I think it was 35-11. That was like one of the closest games they played this year besides the one loss they had at Arizona State when they had a bunch of people down, first two quarterbacks. But, you know, they're a good squad. And you know, in this day and age, just that's part of it. You know, if you're I'm jealous. I wish we had somebody that was helping us out in that manner as well. So you just got to, you know, with us and the majority of the teams, you got to be smart with your money and make sure those guys are people that can really play for you and frontline players and guys that can make a difference. And I tell you something else I'm doing, and Bobby will probably remember this from playing pro ball. You know, you don't get anybody hurt during goddamn practice. You got to be smart with what you're doing in practice. And, you know, you got to have that. There's that fine line of physicality, but also keeping guys healthy. And, you know, we've done a good job of that this year.
You know, Coach Fritz, so when you're talking about convincing a young individual, you come be a Houston Cougar, you can win the Heisman Trophy. There's not too many universities could say that. I know, look at Andre Ware, what he was able to do at Houston Cougars. Do you use that like in recruiting? Say, hey, you can come here because it's happened before because everyone knows about the Heisman Trophy and what comes with that. And Andre Ware, I mean.
He's still on TV.
Yes, and stuff. So I'm sure y'all utilize that look, we had a Heisman Trophy quarterback come here.
He's here all the time, you know, and he's a very loyal Cougar. And Case Keenum, very loyal Cougar. You know, Kevin Cobb, you know, another guy that played a ton in the NFL. You know, the Klinglers, you know, and heck, he was the first pick in the draft. So, you know, U of H, Greg Ward, you know, played a long time in the NFL as a receiver, still playing to this day. So they've had a lot of really, really good quarterbacks. Clayton Toon, still playing with the Arizona Cardinals. So quarterback's been a position that U of H has really done a great job recruiting and you know, developing those guys. I'm sure that had something to do with the kid, you know, number one quarterback in the nation coming here, number one high school player in the nation coming here, Keyshawn Henderson, and also, you know, Connor Wigman. You know, he can accomplish, you know, your goals here as a quarterback. And you're right. You know, I got the Heisman Trophy. You walk in this building, you see the Heisman. You know, we make sure they see that because not very many schools got that.
And, you know, Coach Fritz, you mentioned Clayton Toon. You know, my brother's been in Houston for two decades in the Woodlands. My youngest niece is engaged in marrying Clayton Toon in the spring. You know, he was with the Cardinals, Now he's with the Packers. So, yeah, when you see Clayton Toon, you tell him, yeah, you know what?
Bobby's niece, right?
Yeah, you're damn right, Coach Fritz. And I know you're going to do that. Yeah, you better treat my niece right. But now looking at the LSU.
I've heard nothing but great things about him.
Yeah, I know. He's a great individual. But speaking of now your opponent in the bowl game, Texas Bowl, LSU Tigers and all the adversity they face, what have you seen on film with them and all the turmoil, coaching changes, and the players? They've obviously, you never know how it's a long season. Everyone's talking, watch LSU and Clemson in the postseason. Not so fast. What happened? So what do you see on film with LSU? And obviously, I know you're aware of this. You would think it's not in Louisiana. The largest LSU alumni fan base is in Houston, Texas. So you know there could be a lot of Tiger fans, obviously, for that bowl game.
Yeah, U of H and LSU have already sold out of all their allotment of tickets. So we're going to have a great crowd at NRG Stadium. You know, they're a big team, you know, and, you know, you don't have a whole lot of, you know, my son-in-law coaches at Miami, and I went over and watched them play A&M the other day. And that was the first thing I saw was we had pretty good seats. I was like, wow, these dudes are pretty big. And LSU certainly is a real big team, both on the O-line and the defensive line. And we played some big teams. Tech is a very, very big team. But that's something that, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. You know, they got good quickness and speed and length. You know, you don't have a whole lot of teams that have got a 6'5 corner and the other one's about 6'1, 6'2. So, they're very, very, very talented. I got a lot of respect for those coaches over there. Alex Atkins, you know, was one of my assistants at Georgia Southern. He's one of my assistants at Tulane. He does an outstanding job. Kevin Peoples, you know, he's one of my assistants at Tech, Blinn Junior College, Central Missouri, Georgia Southern, and Tulane. You know, so I got a lot of, you know, history of some of their coaches. And I think Frank Wilson, you know, does a very nice job. He's a good ball coach. I know they're going to have these guys ready to play. And, you know, big goal for us is going after that 10th win. Not very many schools win 10 games in a year, and this will be the first time that Houston's done it at the Power Four level since 1990. So this is one of the goals we had at the beginning of the year. And, you know, he's trying to do a great job preparing this whole week.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. With all those former assistants, you remind me of Pete Jenkins. Every time I bring up somebody, he was like, Mike, I coach with him here, I coach with him there. I was there. But, man, it's great to hear your voice again, Coach, and best of luck to you and at University of Houston.
Appreciate you guys. Tell everybody hi.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.